We're going to continue our vision theme. Speaking of vision, who hasn't heard this warning from mom? Don't read in the dark. You're going to ruin your eyes. Or it's a favorite line among parents, especially when bedtime rolls around. But is there any truth to it? Or maybe you've heard some variation on this headline. Don't give up your eyes for an iPhone, right? Should you be worrying about the effects of all that screen time on your eyeballs? It's the kind of question you might ask your ophthalmologist. And if you weren't so busy answering the question, which looks better, this or this? This, you know, what goes on at the ophthalmologist? Well, you can now ask an ophthalmologist. It's the latest installment in our Ask an Expert series. The eye docs are in. We're going to help bring your eye queries into focus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, first of many puns this hour. Maybe you're a contact wearer. Ever wonder what do you do if you fall asleep in with your contacts on? You know, sometimes they get a little stuck. Or what about when your eyes all start pulsing? What does it do? What's going on there, too? Well, our number, 844-724-8255. That's our number. It's 844-SciTalk. You can also tweet us at Science Friday. It's at SciFry is our handle there. And we're going to be doing an Ask an Ophthalmologist. Let me introduce them. Lisa Park is a clinical associate professor in the Department of Ophthalmology at NYU's Langone Medical Center here in New York. She's also the co-host of Dr. Radio's The Ophthalmology Show on Sirius XM. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Ann Summers is an ophthalmologist at Ridgewood Ophthalmology across the river in Ridgewood, New Jersey. She's also a spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Welcome. Science Fry.
Wonderful to be here. I'm very excited.
We were talking a little bit before that when you go to a party or something, you get cornered, right?
Always. People come up and they say things to me like, I have dry eye. I'm using these artificial tears. Here, let me get my purse. I'll show you what I'm using. What do you think? Or I had someone come up to me in church once who said, you know, I can't see out of part of my eye. It started last night and it doesn't hurt at all. You don't think it's a problem, do you? And I absolutely knew from her description. New flashes of light, new floaters. Lisa will check me on this. Mm-hmm. She had a retinal detachment. And I could tell her right there at coffee hour, your retina is off. But she said, but it's painless. So people, everyone's curious about their eyes. People, everyone worries that wearing reading glasses
right.
will make you more dependent on glasses. No, reading glasses, your eyes are going to get worse no matter what you do.
Lisa, you get cornered with the same
amount of absolutely. The number one question that I get asked is because for those who are in the studio, you can see I'm wearing glasses.
Me too.
And so people are always very suspicious. Why is the eye doctor wearing glasses? And, you know, what I tell people, you know, because everyone asks me about laser vision correction and using LASIK or various other means of reshaping the front surface of the eye in order to get rid of glasses. And what I tell people is it's a great procedure for the right candidate. And so the most important thing is to be evaluated fully by an IMD, an ophthalmologist who's experienced in doing advanced testing of the eye to determine whether you're a good candidate. And not everybody is, and it turns out that I'm not. And
so you should respect the doctor who says no.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, that's an important thing. You really, you know, to operate on somebody who has potentially good vision
right.
and to run the risk of losing that best corrected vision is something to think very, you know, carefully about.
All right. We're going to think carefully about taking our calls when we come back because we have melted down the call board. but you can still call. Our number is 844-724-8255, 844-SciTalk. You can also tweet us if you can't get in by phone. You can get online at SciFry, SCIFRI. Lisa Park and Ann Summers is here to answer your calls. We'll be right back to talk to an ophthalmologist after this break. This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We're talking this hour about your eyes, everybody's eyes, and it's your chance to ask an ophthalmologist. And if you have a question, give us a call. Our number, 844-724-8255. You can also tweet us at SciFry. Our ophthalmologists on call today are Lisa Park, clinical associate professor in the Department of Ophthalmology at NYU's Langone Medical Center in New York. She's also co-host of Dr. Radio's The Ophthalmology Show on Sirius XM. And Ann Summers, ophthalmologist at Ridgewood Ophthalmology in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and a spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology. I want to give out what the same kind of caveat I do every time we talk to doctors. We cannot really give you any personal medical advice. It's unethical for us, and we're not going to do that. But we can answer questions in general. And the first question I have is I'm going to ask you, Anne, here's something I didn't know, that we actually have a dominant eye, just like we have a dominant hand.
Absolutely. All of us have a dominant eye. Some people can switch back and forth, but it's really, really, really useful because once you hit 40 or over, you start to need reading glasses. And what we can do is we can fit people with contact lenses where they can see well for one eye for distance, one eye for near. Because you have a dominant eye, we set the dominant eye for distance and the non-dominant eye for near. So that I, for instance, I'm over 40, so I can play squash, play tennis, do eye surgery, drive my car to New York, all with one set of contact lenses and no reading glasses. And it's just marvelous. When we do intraocular lens surgery, when we do cataract surgery, we also offer that to people often. It's called monovision. It sounds bad, but it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think there's a simple test. Did you put it on your website?
Yes. How to do it?
Oh,
we have
good.
It on our website. It's sciencefriday.com/eyes. But I'm interested in hearing what you, as a tennis player, you have a lens that you use for all your sports?
Absolutely. Because
of the dominant eye?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a great game, by the way.
We'll have to talk about that more later.
We'll play.
844-724-8255. What's the difference? The first question people want to know is what's the difference between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist?
Sure. Well, you know, they're both categories of eye care providers and can provide, you know, much advice regarding the eyes. The main difference is that an ophthalmologist is an IMD, a medical doctor, so somebody who's attended medical school and studied the medical underpinnings for eye disease. And the second is that ophthalmologists are the ones who can not only prescribe medications and eye drops, but also do all of the eye surgery that is used to treat eye conditions. So that's the main difference. Oftentimes, if you go to some place, like if you go to the mall and you go to an eyeglass store, they'll have an optometrist there who will check your eyes and give you a prescription for glasses. But for any interventions, treatments, surgery, like the LASIK we talked about earlier, that's somebody you'll go to an ophthalmologist for.
Well, let's go to the phones because that's what we're talking about. Ask an ophthalmologist. And our first question comes from Cameron Park, California, from Sharon. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you so much. I was wondering, with macular degeneration, when is it appropriate to stop driving?
Oh, well, the state of California will tell you that because this is Dr. Summers answering the question for that one, because each state will determine what your vision has to be with best possible glasses. So if, for instance, in New Jersey, it's 20/50. If you can't see the 20/50 line, you can't have a license. If you have a very small, constricted visual field, if your peripheral vision is very bad, you can't have a driver's license. So it's really a matter of safety and the DMV and your own judgment. Do you have macular degeneration?
She's gone. Yeah. Let's move. Stay in California, but let's go to Berkeley, to Frank in Berkeley. Hi, Frank. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead.
So my question was, I heard a long time ago that you could exercise your focusing muscles, looking far away in the distance and then looking close up, back and forth to maintain good vision. Mm-hmm. Is that true or does that sound ridiculous?
That's an interesting thing. And of course, anytime we exercise part of the body, that's always a good thing. However, when it comes to the eyes, one of the things that Anne alluded to a little earlier is the fact that over the age of 40, the ability to see close gets harder and harder. And that's just a natural thing. People come to my office and they say, Dr. Park, you made me old, when I tell them they need reading glasses. And I say, no, this happens to everybody. And exercising or trying to do things to prevent that from happening, unfortunately, doesn't really work so well. And so it's a natural progression. Again, there are some people who have certain conditions where they can benefit from what we call pencil push-ups, looking at a pencil closer and closer to their eyes. But that's for particular types of conditions. And so the vast majority of people, I'm going to say, use your eyes and don't worry about exercising or not exercising them.
You know, we keep hearing that as you get older, you get far more farsighted, you need glasses. I discovered that as I got older, my astigmatism got better. What is going on there? I'm reading better. you know?
Well, astigmatism is a separate thing.
Yes.
You've become probably more nearsighted. Your nearsight's gotten better, but your distance vision is not so good. People who are nearsighted will always have good near vision. But when they need to look in the distance, they need the glasses for distance, and that makes their distance vision blurry. So you won't lose that near vision. Astigmatism usually doesn't change. Astigmatism means there's one power in one direction and one power in the other direction in that lens mm-hmm. that's required to see. Unless you have a disease called keratoconus, it's unlikely to have the astigmatism itself change. Mm-hmm. But the lens is a living thing. The lens changes in your eye. And so we encourage people to come back and see us every 2 to 3 years who wear glasses, because the glasses change and the context change and the vision for distance and for near changes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to someone who has a question about this. Brock in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi, Brock.
Hey, how's it going, Ira?
Hey there.
My question is this. I do have keratoconus in my right eye, and I was wondering if it is possible to have it fixed LASIKly or surgically, or is it just something that I'm going to have to deal with for the... You know, I'm 40, so I don't mind, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking around.
Lisa Park?
Yes, this is a very interesting question.